This is Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, it is Ready, Set, Bet here on a Sunday. Matt Brown and Mike Somich coming to you for the next 3 hours as we put a bow on two games that are still going from the morning slate, two afternoon games, and a whole bunch of finals. We will get to all of that. We do have the Titans in the red zone. They are trailing by 8 against the Saints at the 2-minute warning. Mike Somich and I are both hoping that they fail in this big time.
I actually think that they're going to review the last play. Cam Ward made a phenomenal play, but it looked like his knee was down, and it was a 4th and 10 play. So I believe we're going to have a review here before we officially call them in the red zone. So I think we're going to have a big review coming up in that Titans Saints game. Is the Saints -2.5 matters to some on this broadcast?
Oh, it's down, baby.
I think it was.
Oh, it's down right there. It's down. Oh, baby, it's
so
down.
So it should be Saints football here.
There we go. It is Saints football, and they're going to – well, no, there's two timeouts left for the Titans. So they are going to take this at least down, way down, and then it will need then the Titans will need a touchdown and a two-point conversion just to tie, just to get this thing to overtime. The Jags and the Colts sitting at 3 right now, so we will have to see how that one plays out. It is on one of the – tough to see TVs for me, Mike Somich. So we will, I'll let you know. You can kind of help me out here as to what's going on there in that one. We do have one game that is kicking off here in a couple minutes that we should talk about, the Tankathon. It is the Giants and the Las Vegas Raiders. And it is now out to 3 in favor of the Giants as they play here down the road from us at the Death Star. 40.5 is the total. We know what Vegas is doing here. They are trying to lose, rightfully so. It is a franchise-altering win should they win this game. They need the number one pick very, very badly. So it is now out to 3 as they have put not only Brock Bowers but Max Crosby on IR as well. And, again, Mike, we said this yesterday. We'll say it again today. Players play hard. The organization can at least try to make it more difficult to win.
Yes, they can. And this Raiders organization has definitely made it more difficult for the Raiders franchise to be able to win this football game. It's hard for me to want to bet this game just because both of these teams, both these franchises are incentivized to lose. I think the best way to attack it is to look at the Giants run game. The Giants are going to try and run the football quite a bit in this game. We saw them lead with the run last week instead of throwing with Jackson Dart. Tyrone Tracy, I would believe, is going to be your lead back in this spot. You can get him over 61.5 rush yards. I think he's going to get a boatload of carries. This is not a good Raiders run defense anyway. So let's go ahead and take Tyrone Tracy over 61.5 rush yards. What are we celebrating, Matt?
We got a field goal with 18 seconds left by the Jacksonville Jaguars, which gets it over that 5.5, baby, and the 4 that was available today and all of that. Everybody coming in and betting the Colts again this week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. It is, well, it's 18 seconds left, so whatever. Weird things can happen. But yes, it is out to 6, which covers the 5.5. And then all the way down to, it flashed at 3.5 this morning. It pretty much settled at 4. For the second week in a row, Mike, people back in Old Man Rivers as for whatever reason. And this could have been way worse. The Jags turn it over in the red zone with a trick play fumble, turn it over at the goal line with an interception by Trevor Lawrence. They have pretty much dominated this game, and except everywhere on the scoreboard.
They struggled on 4th down as well. They had some pretty bad 4th down short yardage conversion plays. They were able to pick up one late in the game, but failed multiple times earlier in the game. So really should have been a comfortable Jaguars victory. Mm-hmm. However, they had to sweat it out here. You mentioned the field goal up and good. That covers the 4, the 4.5, the 5, the 5.5, everything but the 6.5 that we saw early in the week, as well as 6.5 that was a contest play out there as well for some people. So we'll keep an eye there on the Colts' final drive. 18 seconds left. They're going to have the ball at the 35-yard line. Need to go 65 yards to try to score a game-winning touchdown in just 18 seconds.
Yeah, we will see how this plays out. Now, the Saints do not capitalize, and, you know, sometimes you get too cute, Mike, and they didn't make the Titans use their timeouts. They tried to throw the ball. And so now the Titans are going to get the ball after a bad punt, which was a horrible punt, and at 1:37 with a timeout left, because Kellen Moore decided that he was smarter than traditional thinking.
Yeah, when you're up eight, kind of feels like you just want to try and reduce the amount of time possible.
Yeah. You realize you know how we're losing this, right? Plays. You know how we're losing this. They're going to score the touchdown and miss. Yeah.
I mean, I'm well aware of how this is going to play out. But the two deep shots on the three plays, only ending up having to use one of those timeouts versus, you know, just running it three times and you would have had a minute left on the clock with the ball deep in New Orleans territory, but or Tennessee territory. But however, minute 37, it looks like right now.
Yeah, minute 37 and
a timeout. The Titans are going to have the football. Yeah, and a timeout, and the Titans are going to have the football right around their own 31-yard line.
So they do keep the Colts in bounds, and that is going to do it. Jacksonville Jaguars are going to win this thing by six. What are we doing with the flag here? What are we doing with the flag? Are they going to call him as – are they going to call a personal foul because he was laying on top of him, which is what everybody does at the end of games to run out clocks?
We shall see what the flag is for.
Yes.
It didn't seem like there was anything else on the play.
Yes. So they're going to get a Hail Mary opportunity here.
Yeah, especially with the yardage.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you put Riley Leonard in for this play?
Of course.
Can Phillip Rivers get it to the end zone?
No, he's already coming on the field. Yeah, of course not. Phillip Rivers can't get it there.
You're slightly ahead of me, but I just wanted to ask. Just wanted to check.
No. He can't. No, zero chance. Phillip Rivers can't get it there. Boy, this would be a hell of a bad beat. Let me tell you. This would be a hell of a bad beat if the guy got the delay of game for late. Completely unnecessary to do it, by the way, because the clock was going to run out no matter what.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So
we saw this in that crazy Raiders game where they kicked the field goal, where the defender essentially makes it hard for him to get up, and you get a five-yard penalty for delay of game. That set up that field goal with the crazy Raiders cover when they were down 10.
So he's at midfield. I mean, he's easily going to be able to get it to the end zone. So here we go. Hey, Jags, come on. Come on.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Come on. Oh, my God, they blitzed. They're going to have normal numbers down here. Woo! Okay, it's over. Woo! It's over. He got it off and got it to the end zone, but it was picked. So it is a 23-17 final. Jags cover most of the numbers out there. Again, like Mike mentioned, it was 6.5 early in the week, but it got off of that pretty quickly. Then 6, then 5.5, 5, 4, got all the way to 3.5 this morning before people were like, okay, that's too much, including me. I've never rebet a game twice. Like, I never would do that. And I'm just like, what is going on here? Like, is Andrew Luck coming out of retirement now for this one or something? Like, what is happening here? But it was not easy, but we get it done. Cover that number there on that one. Mike, we should go ahead and at least out here behind me, what the big news of the day is, which is we started with 9. 3 of those are gone. It was Circa Survivor death today for 3 different teams that were on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I guess the only question you can continue to ask here is, what in the world is wrong with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? This team completely lost. They lose 20-17 outright to the Dolphins, and fortunately for them, the Seahawks take care of business over in Carolina, so they can still make the playoffs, Mike, next week with a win against the Panthers. Can we wait until that line hits so that we can break our fingers betting against either one of those teams? I mean, like, it's going to, like, I'm going to sprain
We're sitting here and we're waiting to figure out what the marquee game of week 18 is. And that may be the game that we get treated to. I mean, we could get Seattle, San Francisco for the number one seed in the NFC, but the fact that the most relevant game next week is going to be between Carolina and Tampa Bay just seems mind-blowing to me. Now, Pittsburgh also loses today.
Yes.
When they could have won and win the division, but they go down. So now we have a game next week with Pittsburgh-Baltimore. It also matters quite a bit. So at least we have 2 fascinating games next week, but neither between 4 teams that I'm all that interested in betting in any way, shape, or form, and I'm looking forward to fading when we get to the playoffs.
Yeah, it was – I mean, buddy, that was – that game today with the Steelers – goodness gracious. That was horrific offense. I mean, God.
Yes.
And they can still make the playoffs too. I mean, like, we are.
Yep.
There are some teams that I'm very curious as to what those numbers are going to open at, because, man, can they make it big enough for me not to be tempted?
Are we
going to
see a double-digit road dog in round one?
I mean, it is very possible.
The Bills, Chargers, or Texans at the Steelers, all of them have 11 wins. All of them possibly could be the second seed. Or, I mean, we could get the Niners. I think it's more likely we get the Rams at the Panthers or the Rams at the Bucks.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
that might be your double-digit one.
Well, here we go, Mike. This is the beginning of our... So the Titans convert a 4th and 11. Here's the deal, though. Guess what? You could throw it anywhere on the field, because guess what? You had a timeout. And so you know what they did? They completed the pass and then called timeout. So they've got 18 seconds left to go and try and score a touchdown.
Well, at least they're at the 43-yard line with 18 seconds. I was worried that was like a shot down to the 20. We're going to have three shots to the end zone. We'd have to fade here.
No, but, well, I mean, we might. We still might have three shots at the end zone. We got to fade here. So, golly.
That's fair.
This is just, again, didn't have to be. Didn't have to be. Kellen Moore got cute, and please don't cost us a cover here. That would be a very unfortunate.
I mean, this matters a lot for my Tyler Shuck Rookie of the Year tickets, too, or Offensive Rookie of the Year, because the win here matters for those tickets.
Yes.
And the fact that Ted McMillan had not a great day for Carolina, and Shuck has thrown for 300 and two touchdowns, I mean, this is all coming together for us.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Woo! Cam Ward scrambles around for 10 seconds. Threw it very casually towards the end zone. I thought it was a guy wide open. Instead, it was not. We'll let you know what went on there when we come back.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
Welcome back to Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the sports betting network.
And we survive. The Saints do hold on, Mike Somich, so we'll cash those tickets as well. Wasn't easy, but, you know, sometimes a little bit of a sweat. Get the juices flowing here on a Sunday, a couple of late sweats, but they do get home. So the Saints, by the way, 4 wins in a row for the Saints for the first time in 5 years. They hadn't won four games in a row since 2020.
It's been a pretty good Saints team the last few weeks. We've talked about them quite a bit on this show. Mm-hmm. We talked about them last night, why we like them. But they are playing good defense. Cam Ward was constantly under pressure today. Got hit a couple big plays. That's how the Titans able to get their offense going. But Tyler Shuck, he's been the real deal. Before those two incompletions late, he was 22 for 25 for over 300 yards, 2 touchdowns in this game. Alave's making a big play every mm-hmm. week. We saw a longer Estime run today. I mean, it's just a Saints team that feels like they're kind of middling in the NFL, yet they're still getting valued at being a bottom five, bottom 16.
Yeah, it's a team that I was pretty sure was going to be in the quarterback market in the draft. And like now, I'm not so sure. I mean, look, there's still several players off, but I think you got to give Shuck a full season and see what he can do.
Oh, yeah, I no doubt at this point. I mean, he's played very, very well for this football team. He's going to have a winning record as the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. If they win next week, he alone in his starts would go over the New Orleans Saints team total record. So you got to give him credit for what he's been able to do. And this has been a team that hasn't had a running game really at any point during the season. It's been all on his back to try and throw the football. Now, you know, before giving him too many accolades, the wins were over. You know, the Bucks and the Panthers, which we've seen have really struggled. The Jets last week, the Titans this week. So not exactly a gangbusters of a schedule, but still able to stack those wins on top of each other. And now a 6-10 Saints team heading into the last week.
Mike, I'm talking through, obviously, my own personal bias and lens here as we tried to talk this into existence like 3 or 4 weeks ago here on the show. But Liam Cohen inherited a 4-win team. They won their 12th game today. They might win the division next week. Are we really going to give this to somebody other than him? Are we really going to give Coach of the Year to somebody other than him?
Here's the problem. There are so many good Coach of the Year candidates this year.
Agreed.
That it is a difficult it is a difficult market because, like, look, the Patriots are 13-3, Matt. They're 13-3. So Vrabel has to be considered inside that conversation. You've got the game tonight between the Bears and the Niners. The Bears are 11-4. The Niners are 11-4. The Niners had an easy schedule. They've been banged up the entire season. And this is a Bears team that most people pick fourth to win in the division. Both of their coaches have to be considered inside of it. Seattle Seahawks might be the number one seed in the NFC. You got to give Mike McDonald some love in there as well. I mean, it is as deep of a year coach of the year market as I can ever remember inside the betting space.
Yeah, it's very – and honestly, all of them deserving. Really and truly, all of them deserving. Like, how do you parse that?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you sit here and be like, well, this job was clearly better than this job, which was clearly better than this job? It's impossible to do that.
It is. It is. And I would lean toward Mike McDonald, and I realize I am a little biased in this because I love the Seattle Seahawks, but the way that defense has stepped up from year one to year two, and really the fact that he is the architect of it, and the offense has done enough to be able to get them to the promised land here. If they get the one seed in the AFC or in the NFC, I think it's going to be tough to take it away from them. I expect Vrabel to win it, though. I do think he ends up being your winner if the Patriots are the one in the AFC, and it looks like they're going to get that position.
Yeah, just absolutely, absolutely fantastic season by every single one of those teams, every single one of those coaches. You can't be upset. Like, I'm not going to be upset if Lean Cohen doesn't win. I just, you know, again, it was more one of those things where I tried to talk it into existence a month ago. So then it's like, now that it's kind of manifested, I really would like it to get home, but probably won't. Probably won't when it's all said and done. Guys, right now is the best time of year for bettors. All new Boomer Sportsbook, bringing you the action, football, hockey, basketball, and more. Use promo code VEASAN250 when you sign up for a Boomer's mobile account, and they will match your first deposit of $250 in bonus bets. And you get -105 on all pro football spreads every single regular season game. So download the Boomer Sportsbook today. Betwithboomer.com. Must be 21 or older. Terms and conditions do apply. And as always, please bet responsibly here in this one. So we are going in the first afternoon game, Mike. We are about to kick in the second afternoon game here in about 5 minutes. It is Philadelphia and Buffalo. And this one, I think people started to talk themselves into what you and I were talking through a little bit yesterday, which is this doesn't really matter for Philly. And it is now out to a juiced 3 on Buffalo. We are probably going to touch 3.5. I mean, Circa doesn't want to move. They're at -130 on the 3 right now. Like, they don't want to come off the 3, but, like, we're probably going to get to 3.5, at least one of these other books out there. And, you know, it's kind of what I'm sure they're going through the same process that we did, which is, yeah, you want to keep building, I guess, a little bit on what you got going on if you're Philly. But at the same time, you know, they're not bringing back Lane Johnson. They're not bringing back a couple of the defensive guys for this. It's just a deal of why go up there on the road, risk anything when we're basically kind of slotted in where we're slotted in.
Feels like you're going to see the vanilla play calls as well. And it's an interesting spot for the sports books here because they've been dealing pick 'em to -2.5 the entire week. There's been a lot of Buffalo money at those numbers. If you flip to 3.5, your big concern is you get a lot of that Buffalo money coming in at 3.5 and you're setting yourself up for a 3-point middle, which is the most popular number for an NFL game to land on. Hits around 15%. So hard for the books to want to move to that 3.5 and hit that. That's why you're seeing Circa at -130. You can see other books at -125 right now in Buffalo, -3. It's Buffalo or pass for me, Matt, but at -3, -125, -3, -130, it is hard for me to get to the window. The price is just pushed out too far for me to say there's any real value in this. Buffalo needs this game. I think this is an interesting game where you can look at in-game if Buffalo gets out to a lead. I'm not sure we're going to see the starters stay in for Philadelphia. So maybe you want to take a look there. But at 3-125, 3-130, hard for me to bet this one.
Yeah, it's a deal where I'm okay with us just paying close attention here as this game kicks off. And as we get live, maybe Philly goes down and kicks a field goal or something on the first, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe we get lucky and we can get this thing either at a normal 3 or just under 3, maybe a 2.5 or something like that. And if we get that, I think I'd be willing to play some Buffalo because there is obviously still stuff for Buffalo to play for, not so much on the Philly side of things. And so, yeah, I hate that we get to this point in the season where part of the handicap is kind of like, well, what are they really going to do? You know, how are they really going to play this? But for Philly specifically, like you said, I mean, what are you calling the good plays for here? Like, you know, you're not bringing back the dudes who, like, again, likely could have played today, but there's just no reason for them to come back and play today. So you give them an extra week of rest and all of that. It's just one of those deals where I'm like, okay, if that's the mindset of the team heading into this, pretty hard for them to get my money.
Yeah, Philadelphia has locked the division up, and they are more or less locked into the three seed. There is a world where they could make it to the two, but they are more or less locked into the three seed because they would need the Bears to lose out. They would need to win out because the Bears hold the head-to-head tiebreaker with Philadelphia from that game on Black Friday. So very hard to see Philly improving their position here. And look, it feels almost like a preseason game in a way for Philly where they're like, hey, we're going to go out there. We're going to try a couple things. We'll see what works. But I'm not expecting them to, as you said, run the good plays. I'm not expecting them to hand it off to Saquon 20 times. I'm not expecting Hurts to run as consistently as we've seen him in other high leverage games. More of a situation where we're going to call some plays. If they work, great. If they don't, that's okay too, because this isn't one that's very important to us. So that's why we've seen all this Buffalo money. I agree with the Buffalo money. But again, it's tough for me to bet it. If anything, I don't hate a Philadelphia Eagles team total under. Like, if you want to play into the handicap here where we're going to see Philadelphia kind of shell up at some point, you can get them at 21.5 as a team total under. I don't mind that. Like, there's our ways to attack this on the Philly side if you want to just fade the Eagles.
Yeah, it is. I think that could be the pregame angle, right, is just kind of a fade the Eagles from a prop standpoint and then see if you can get an advantageous number in game on the Bills would kind of be how might be looking about this. Let's look at the passing props and see. Yeah, see, the books are kind of keen on that as well.
They're being very cagey.
Yeah, it's like right on that, like, if you guys are wondering, we're sitting at 186.5 for Hurts and then 195.5 for Allen, because they have to kind of correlate the Allen number where it's like, well, if they call off the dogs, then the Bills, if they get up, then they will, you know. So, yeah, they've kind of correlated it to we think this might happen, but we're not really sure where we're sitting right now with that. So 186.5 and 195.5 are the two numbers.
Hurts first quarter passing, 40.5 yards. Any thoughts on that? Feels a little high to me. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, it all just depends, like you said. Are they going to let Saquon absorb a few hits early and then just get him out of there? You know, like, is that kind of how it goes or what?
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating just to see how Philadelphia approaches this football game and kind of, especially if Buffalo gets a lead, what the response is going to be from Philadelphia.
So the Eagles are going to get the ball first. So maybe it's, well, we'll have to look. We'll have to see who's out there to start this thing. It's about to kick off as it is right now. We'll run you through a couple afternoon games, and of course, we'll give you our thoughts here on everything that went down this morning. It is Ready, Set, Bet here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ready, Set, Bet here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Appreciate you guys being with us here on a Sunday. Matt Brown and Mike Somich, Sirius Channel 158, YouTube TV, our very own VSiN Watch app, and terrestrial stations across this great country of ours as we sit here and we watch the Raiders and the Giants going for it. Okay, Raiders, there we go. Prove me wrong. There we go. Go ahead and play yourself out of the first number one. I mean, we saw the Jets do it. We've seen all these teams do it. It's like, go ahead, play yourself out of the number one pick. Go ahead and do it. A very important game for another person out there, by the way, because someone took the Giants and Survivor, we might add.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to see the best Geno Smith game of the year this year, aren't we? Yeah. Right here, when it matters the least, you're going to see the best Geno Smith version.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, under pressure right there, flicks it off his back foot, like perfectly downfield. Gets them to the 15-yard line. I mean, it's like everybody in the organization is sitting there going, oh, Gino, what are you doing? Come on, man.
It's not today. Not today, Gino.
But Gino doesn't care because he knows he's out of there, you know?
Yep.
So it's like this is Gino's middle finger game to them.
Yep, he's 6 for 8 for 65 yards. Trey Tucker already 3 for 36. He was the highest propped receiver for the Raiders at 48.5. So he looks like he's well on his way to an over here. And looks like the Raiders are going to take a lead, Matt. And like you said, one person in Circus Survivor, just 6 left here, is on the Giants. And it's going to be a heck of a sweat there. I'd be fascinated to hear whether or not he was able to get a cover bet in after he found out how much that entry was worth.
Oh, that is something to bring up. We said 3 went down on the Bucks, but we should say 3 advance on the Pats and 2 advance on the Bengals. So 5 are safe. We will be moving into week 18. So this is not going to end this week. We will be moving into week 18. And it's very interesting because we know that Real Bro, did he throw a pick?
Yep, he did.
Amazing. Amazing!
It's going the other way.
Amazing. Oh, it wasn't even close. That's fun.
No. Interception for the Giants. Returned down to the Raiders 45-yard line. So the Giants are now going to start their next drive in Raiders territory. When it was first and 10 from the 12, 13? Not a great throw.
They're going to break, just showing Geno laying on the ground, staring up at the sky. It's so good. Oh, well done, producer, on that one. You should win an Emmy for the way that you went out right there.
How did I end up here?
That's just so good. Thanks, Gino. Do appreciate that again. I'm on the Giants. Said yesterday, there's no stats to back it up. It's just all narrative. Like I like to sit here and we like rattle off, oh, this is why and this is why and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, because they want the number one pick. I mean, like that's the analysis. Mm-hmm. The analysis is the Raiders need it far, far more than the Giants do. So we shall see. Maybe starting Gino was part of the plan, Mike. I mean, like he has done the most interceptions. The most interceptions in the league. So, I mean, like, you know, maybe that was part of the plan. Guys, you know where we bet horses? That is over at FirstBet. So head on over to FirstBet.com or download the FirstBet app. You can go in, you can place your bets. You can sit there and watch many of the races right in there in the app as well. So me and Mike bet over there. You should as well. And guess what? If you use VSiN 250, that is your promo code. You're going to get up to $250 in bonus bets, which is better than the stock offer you will find there on the site. So go in when you go to firstbet.com or download the FirstBet app. Be sure and use VSiN 250, VSIN 250, to get up to $250 in sign-up bonuses. FirstBet or firstbet.com. All right, Mike, you know how the TVs are so good with HD right now, but I'm pretty sure it's like monsooning in Buffalo, like just the way that it's, it looks horrific there. 3-and-out for the Eagles to start the game. Josh Allen and the Bills had a 3rd-and-4, and he's going to get sacked. So it looks like they will punt it back to the Eagles. We have a flag on the play, so maybe we'll get one of those illegal contacts on a play that had no chance of ever doing anything like we got yesterday 55 times as we were on air. It is going to be
bringing it back.
Defensive holding. So there we go. All right. So defensive holding, they will get a fresh set of downs. So the Bills will start first down, even though, again, Josh Allen had no chance of completing any sort of pass right there. So we'll let you know how that one goes. Again, they go off as a very heavily juiced 3 because people are kind of reading the tea leaves there and saying that that's not going to be a full effort there from the Eagles. Mike, looking over Circa Million real quick. So the Bills were the number one pick at Pick'em. So you ended up actually getting 3 points of value on that one. So good on everybody out there that took the Bills. I'm not saying it's going to win, but, you know, 3 points of value is really good.
Good on you.
Yeah. 49ers, 3.5 is your next most popular selection. Then things get ugly. Packers -3, loser. Panthers +7, loser. Texans did win +1.5. Steelers -3, loser. Chargers -1.5, loser. Jags -6.5, loser. Bucks -5.5, loser. That's not a great lot of the most popular plays on the week that are losers. And remember, we were pretty jumbled up there at the top. So depending on how this all shakes out, it could be very, very interesting heading into week 18.
Yeah, your 3 most popular plays on Thursday all lost as the favorites. All 3 dogs on Thursday covered, and we did have over 2,000 selections out of those games. So there were enough games to at least make it relevant, as all 3 favorites ended up not covering and were more selected in that game. So I expect we're going to see a rough week in Millions, which means we could have a shakeup up top as well as down at the bottom here too. We are close for the booby prize as well as the top prize there. So it's going to be interesting to see what the standings are heading into the final week. could also make the quarterly prize standings adjust quite a bit here, as this was week four of 5 week quarter. If you see an 0-5 or even it's 3-2, it's hard, or 2-3, it's hard to be able to hold on for a quarter.
Yeah, I'm going to come over here and look, because somebody sent me yesterday the guys that were at the top and kind of like what they were on. Okay, so Bruiser yesterday, I mean, Bruiser Mike, who was leading, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Was on Dallas on third. So he was one of the early entrants. He was on Dallas that did not cover. He was on Green Bay that did not cover. He was on Carolina that did not cover. So he has three losses. He did win on Cleveland, and he's on Philly here in this one. So it's going to be a losing week no matter what, but could be a 1-4.
Yeah, 2-3 is your best possible outcome.
For the leader. Coin Hop was on Houston. So that's a winner.
It's a win.
Cleveland, winner.
Win.
Indy +6.5, winner.
Yep.
Jets +13.5, loser. Big loser. And then has San Francisco -3.5. But a winning week already for Coin Hop. So three winners.
So he looks like he's going to take over the lead.
So a winning week for Coin Hop, no matter what, there at the top of the contest. So, yeah, we're going to have a very interesting week 18. And by the way, if you guys were not with us for the contest show here on the network yesterday, when this week all settles up, if you are inside the top 20, 25, if you want to reach out to me and Mike, you want to reach out to Jeff directly, whatever, we can put you in touch with people, however you want to go about it. But they have invited you to come and hang out next week here at Circa. So if you're in there, take advantage of it. Come out here, hang out with everyone. You know, it's a party here in week 18. So certainly want to be here and take advantage of them putting you up and letting you take in the really cool atmosphere of being around all these other people that are, you know, have made it along with you, right? I mean, that's basically what it is. All these people made it along with you, according and the five that have already made it through, and we'll see what happens here as the Giants do put it into the end zone. So it is going to be a lead here for the New York Football Giants. And Mike, we're going to see if the narrative plays out. Let's see what the play calling looks like for the Raiders moving forward here.
Well, yeah, we'll see if they're aggressive through the air here. Devin Singletary burrows his way in from 1 yard out after ripping off a 29-yarder. So already we have Giants running backs with over 50 yards rushing here in the first quarter. Singletary with 34, Tyrone Tracy with 14, so 48 yards rushing between the two of them on six carries. So the Giants team finding some success on the ground. We'll see if the Raiders want to keep ripping it with Geno Smith or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be fascinating to see how they decide to play this game.
Yeah, Geno did complete a big third down pass earlier in this one, but then ended up throwing a pick, which led to this Giant touchdown here. So, like I said, I will be curious to see how the play calling proceeds. They are 2-2-13 teams, and the Raiders can get that number one pick if they can just go ahead and lose this thing. So, just lose. Just lose, baby. Instead of just win, baby, just lose, baby. You know? Right, Mike?
Hey, I'm there with you. Just lose. Get that number one pick. The Raiders, like you said it, the Raiders need it so much more than the Giants. The Giants at least have a shell of a team that's already in place. The Raiders have Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
And it's it. Like, I guess you could say Max Crosby too, but really it's just Brock Bowers, and we're going to see how Max Crosby feels about the Raiders after this season, as well as he was not happy when he was told that he was going to be put down for the rest of the season. So we'll see, but this Raiders team needs this overall number one overall pick a lot more than the Giants do.
Yeah, guys, remember we said go sign up over at First Bet. Go ahead and do that on the break here. First Bet, the First Bet app, firstbet.com. We'll get you some horse picks here when we come back on the other side. Mike is gone ahead and been kind enough to do some handicapping for us here on just a two-game afternoon slate so we can get some more stuff into our account to sweat. So again, firstbet.com, VSiN250 is your promo code. We'll get some picks on the other side.
Set Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somage on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Greatest Bet here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mike, it's not a better number. It's actually a worse number than when the game started, but I think I'm maybe ready to pull the trigger on the Bills because the Eagles are definitely punting this game off. It was third and nine, and it was a Will Shipley handoff on third and nine. Like, they don't care. They don't care.
Yeah, it was not a real effort when you look at that third down play call. You kind of could tell. And look, it looks like Jalen Hurts doesn't want to be there. It doesn't look like it's a happy Eagles team. Like, I agree with you. I think the offensive effort here is not going to be stellar. We're seeing the total drop precipitously here. We're now at 38 for the game, 14.5 for the first half. It is cold. It is rainy. It just does not look like a fun place to be, and it looks like a place the Eagles team wants to be either.
Yeah, I mean, it's 3.5. We were talking about the heavily juiced 3 before the game. I was hoping to get a better number, but after seeing these first two drives by the Eagles, it doesn't – we said they might be very bland and very plain, mm-hmm. and that might be the case here. It's like a soft tank. It's not a hard tank because they still have the starters out there, but it's like, again, they can just call vanilla plays. They can just call nothing plays.
So – if you're going to do this, why are the starters out there?
Yeah, I know. There's still freak injuries. Like, if you can still get rolled up on.
If you're still calling plays in the NFL, you can still, like, if you're not going to really try, why is Hurts out there? Why is Barkley out there? Why is AJ Brown out there? Why is Smith out there? Why is your offensive line out there where you already have Lane Johnson who's banged up? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me if you're going to throw the game. Okay, if you're not going to give 100% effort on the coaching side, why are you then putting your starters out there?
Yeah, we're going to watch one more series, and I'm going to see if this is where I want to go ahead and pull the trigger, because this just does not look like – it doesn't look like a team that's too interested in doing anything other than kind of what you laid out yesterday, which is get in, get out, don't get anyone hurt. You're basically in the spot you're going to be in. Who cares? Who cares? You're on the road, too. You're not even doing it for your home fans. You're on the road. Who cares? It's like even more reason not to care.
What about a little Jalen Hurts in-game rushing under prop? You can get him at 26.5 yards. Do you think Jalen Hurts runs for 27 yards in this game?
I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to play long enough. And they're I'm going to lose the number. Bomb to Cooks. That's going to be it. And six. And there it is. And six.
And, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He was wide open.
Yeah.
So he's going to be down at the Eagles 30-yard line there. So an opportunity here for Buffalo to get on the board first. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. The Raiders drove the football, Matt. Genty on the ground, Genty through the air. But they ended up stalling, so it looks like they're going to kick a field goal here.
Geno sacked. So we'll see about the always interesting Carlson field goals this year. He is 17 of 22. On the season. So
up and good. Able to hit one there.
There we go. So 7-3 for the fans that decided to show up there. Man, you know there was a lot of people from New York who planned this trip out before at the beginning of the season.
Would you still make the trip and then root for the Raiders?
Well, you're going to make the trip anyway, right?
Yeah, but do you root for the Raiders? Or do you root for the Giants?
Well, you're rooting to lose. So yeah, you're rooting for the Raiders for sure.
Yeah.
Josh Allen didn't think he fumbled, but they are calling it a fumble that rolled 30 yards backwards, and the Eagles got it. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know why.
Get your number now.
I don't know why he thought he didn't fumble.
I did not see it. If it is called Eagles football, all of a sudden you're going to get the number you want here, Matt.
Yes, I can actually get it. They're going to review it. I might just do it understanding that I might get the worst of the number. It's down to 2.5 live.
Yeah.
And this might be a tuck rule.
It is a tuck rule. Because he was taking that ball back down to his chest and it slipped out.
Yeah, so I'm going to go in taking the risk that this doesn't get overturned and that I'm going to have the worst of it, but that's okay. Okay, all right. There we go. If this gets overturned, good on me.
Then you're, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, there are 2.5s out there if you want the Buffalo Bills. It was 6 before that Josh Allen fumble that we're going to take a look at here. If it does stand, the Eagles will have the ball at Buffalo's 42-yard line. It will be their third possession of the day. It'll be interesting to watch and see what they do here, because Buffalo definitely looks like the more interested team through a quarter here. But that's just kind of a fluky play there that happens that gives the Eagles the ball in Buffalo territory.
All right, so we only got 2 football games going. That one 0-0. We'll wait the replay on that one. 7-3 Giants and the Raiders. As we said, we're going to go ahead and get you a couple horse plays in the account. So let's head to the track. Or not. All right, Mike, just go ahead and give us what you're thinking about here.
Yeah, let's do it. We've got 4 graded stakes races in the final 4 races of the day over at Santa Anita. So if you want to get any of those plays in, head over to firstbet.com. We'll start out here with the 9th race, which is the Grade 2 San Gabriel Stakes, 1.125 miles going on the turf course here. I'm going to take a little bit of a shot with the number 8, Astronomer, in this spot. Astronomer's 9-2 on the morning line, a horse that has early speed but doesn't need the lead, should have enough pace to chase here and sit right outside of the leaders. I think Astronomer gets a great trip and a big shot here in the 8th race at 9-2. The feature on the card is race number 10, the Grade 1 Malibu. It's the final Grade 1 stakes for 3-year-olds. So a lot of the Derby horses end up here in cases. We've got a couple you've heard of. Road, the 3 horse. Cornucopian, the 8 horse. I don't know if you remember him, Matt, but that was when we talked about back in the Arkansas Derby. Goal oriented. The 10 horse, all on the Triple Crown Trail. I'm going to go with the number 5 horse here, Midland Money for Bob Baffert. This is a horse that had a big future earlier in 2024, just kind of didn't pan out on the racetrack, had to take a break, came back to Saratoga, won impressively, then tried to jump up into the Grade 1 H. Allen Jerkins. Ended up running 7th after setting the pace in that race. Comes back here, should be the speed of the speed. I think Midland Money has a good shot at taking this field gate to wire, so I'll take the 5 Midland Money at 7-2, race number 10 at Santa Anita today.
All right, so there we go. A couple little things to sweat here, and they are not going to tuck rule us there on that one, Mike. So I just got the available number. So 2.5 it is. That's fine. I don't hate it, but I kind of wished I was going to get a 4-point better number there in that one. I don't know what the tuck rule is. It seems like it gets called sometimes. It doesn't get called other times. It does look like he was kind of bringing that back down the ball. I don't know.
It's a perplexing rule in and of itself. So I'm not going to come here and try and wax poetic about it, but we'll see if Buffalo's defense can stand here and be able to get a stop against this Philly offense, which they may not now.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts hits AJ Brown for 27 yards. So they're going to be down on the Buffalo 14-yard line here. About 3 minutes left in the first quarter, and they're going to be knocking on the door, trying to get in the end zone. Not like double covered, but not covered well, just wide open anyway. So interesting play there from the Bills secondary.
That was the if you do it well enough, you don't get called for it. It was the very slick veteran push off that we got right there from AJ Brown. I mean, it's just, you know, again, if you do it well enough, you know, good on you.
You're
so
fine.
That's kind of what we got there in that one. So the Eagles are going to go ahead and see, he didn't extend the arm. It's just kind of like the 3/4, but not the full extension. Get some nice little separation. And
that's
Eagles are
all it takes.
Yeah. If the Eagles won this game, see, there's all kinds. That's why this game does matter, because if the Bills lose, Mike, then it does change week 18 landscape a decent amount. Like, it's because then the Bills aren't playing for, they would actually play I think it would lock them in against the Jags if they were to lose this one.
If the Bills lost?
I mean, it would lock the Chargers and the Jags up is what I think would happen. I think it would be the Jags and the Chargers or something like that. But it would be, anyway, there's all kinds of stuff, I guess, that could still go wrong.
The AFC is tough because you also have Houston, who has 11 wins. So if the Bills lost this, there'd be 3 teams with 11 wins heading into the last week of the season, the Chargers, the Texans, and the Bills. And that creates a bunch of different scenarios. I went and looked up the division tiebreakers. It starts with head-to-head, then moves to divisional record, and then common games record. So we'll have to look up the tiebreakers for the seedings as well, trying to dive into who could end up where, depending on what happens this week and next week.
Yeah, it is absolute madness. The Giants do have the ball and are moving it here at least a little bit on the Raiders. So, again, we're really just keeping up with that one because we have a bet in it, and then also we have someone who has $2 million in the game. Well, I guess more than that, Mike. I guess more than that, right? Because after the three losses, that put another $5.8 million back into the pool. So, yeah, their entry was worth more than $2 million. That it was coming in.
It's almost three at this point.
Yeah, so we will keep you updated there on that one as they move the ball just a little bit more in that one. 7-3 there. Eagles into the end zone. 6-0 there in that one. It is Ready, Set, Bet here on VSiN. Don't go anywhere.